ELM 2.0 Planning, David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. A few weekends ago, there was a huge rally in Boise at the State House demanding that public lands be held as, just that, public. Jeff Ruprecht of Twin Falls, Idaho, stood on the steps of the Capitol and said,
I love my public lands and I use them a lot. And they are mine. My kids are hunters and fishermen and I'm a hiker and Judy is a hiker.
Bird watching.
And camping.
Yeah.
Well, apparently Idahoans aren't the only people interested in what's going on with their public lands. I got a press release from the Oregon Farm Bureau saying the Senate is taking the final congressional step to kill the Obama administration's overhaul of the way the Bureau of Land Management makes land use decisions. During the final days of the Obama administration, the BLM finalized a new rule specific to land use planning on BLM-managed public lands. The rule, dubbed Planning 2.0, has incorporated numerous Obama-era presidential and secretarial orders, along with internal agency guidance and policy documents. The rule demonstrated a clear overreach by the BLM in spite of the agency's claim that the primary goal of the proposed rulemaking process is to improve the agency's ability to respond to environmental, economic, and social changes in a timely manner. The House voted 234-186 in February to approve a resolution that would eliminate the BLM Planning 2.0 rule, which ranchers and other critics say would dilute the influence of local and regional officials on BLM decisions. Should mention, Idaho Farm Bureau agrees with Oregon Farm Bureau. David Sparks.